Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. First, let's go to West, where Bill Oliver is live on location. Bill?
Kat, the search and rescue continues by authorities following last night's fertilizer plant explosion. That search and rescue process has been dampened literally by an hour's worth of rain, various intensities, and winds now strong out of the north, though, stronger maybe about half an hour ago, where you could see vehicles being shook around pretty good here in this parking lot at the West Livestock Auction, where the media is camping out from literally worldwide because of this disaster that took place last night. Firefighters responding to a report of the fire last night about 7:30. About 25 minutes later is when the explosion occurred. The latest media update coming from Patrick Swanton, who is an officer with the Waco Police Department, talking about how they are working the scene around the blast site as a crime scene, though there is no reason to believe any crimes took place.
ATF is conducting the main investigation at that crime scene, which is the fertilizer plant. McLennan County Sheriff's Department will be investigating any of the death that resulted from that explosion that occurred earlier this evening. There will be investigations by McLennan County SO into some deaths. That being said, I don't have a hardcore number yet. I can tell you and confirm that we are still missing several firefighters that were on the scene fighting the fire. The explosion occurred while they were actively trying to put that fire out.
And according to a Dallas radio station, KRLD, six firefighters lost their lives, along with two EMTs and one resident of a nearby apartment complex. According to Sergeant Swanton, it's a range of 5 to 15 fatalities, more than 160 injured and taken to three hospitals in Waco. Among the destruction, 50 to 75 homes, a 50-unit apartment complex, and a nursing home accommodating 133. And those that resided at the nursing home all are accounted for and all are alive, various stages of injury, however. Again, ATF, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, federal agency, is the lead agency involved in what's taking place now in West. Again, reporting live, this is Bill Oliver. Now back to Kat.
We're going to forego our cute little story to begin, and let's go back to West, where Bill Oliver is first, so people know where West is. It's that place that has those kolaches, you know, that's actually north
in
of Waco.
In fact, that exit... Yeah, that exit that you take to go to check stop, they've got that blocked off. I had to go to the north exit, and then the first officer told me where I needed to head towards, and then got to the regular exit and stopped by the second officer and then proceeded down the service road. We are literally in the media in a cattle call at the West Livestock Company.
Now,
and if you listen closely to the audio of the 4:30 briefing, you will hear cattle mooing in the background.
Well, and again,
so
and
we hope that they didn't interrupt a sale that was going to take place today.
West is, of course, a very rural area still, wide open spaces right across from the check stop. I mean, you can see it's nothing but the farmland and that sort of thing. Now, kind of so that people will know, I mean, if that's that the West exit right there, where is this fertilizer plant located?
If you have ever driven up 35 on a Friday night, and you've seen the football lights
for the
community football field, the fertilizer plants is going to be a little bit north of those football lights.
Okay, so right there.
And in fact, they used the football field as an initial triage area.
I see. Okay, now.
And then the decision was made to move them later.
The weather has just changed, I think, as you were beginning your report, so the wind has shifted now and it's raining.
Yes, the flag is definitely wrapped around the pole, although the temperature still remains about to 75. That obviously is going to go downhill as the day goes on.
Sure. Well, you know, obviously this is a giving community. There's no doubt about that in Bryan College Station. In fact, one of the things I'm going to do probably in just a little while is talk to Kyle Cassell. I just found out that Kyle is there. And, of course, West is in Kyle's state representative district, and so we'll talk to him. But in the meantime, we'll ask folks to to wait and let's find out exactly what needs to be done. As we were discussing really before we started our broadcast, unlike the disaster that happened, for instance, in Joplin, the Walmarts are open, for lack of a better way to say it. And so there's an ability to get stuff to West. And so I think what we're going to be asking people to do if they want to donate or support in another way will probably be either monetarily or with blood. But we want to get that coordinated through Red Cross, and we'll be in touch with those people.
Yeah, the quickest way, and what I'm monitoring on Twitter, is the Heart of Texas Red Cross chapter, which includes the Brazos Valley. And scrolling down to make sure I don't give you the incorrect Twitter title, and for whatever reason, I'm finding everybody else except them right now.
Okay, well,
at HOT Red Cross.
We got it. Yeah, Kat's at okay. HOT Red Cross.
Or you can also search them with pound West explosion.
Okay, so two ways that they can do that. Well, all right, we'll have you stand by, and of course we'll have you reporting again all morning long from West to keep people apprised as to what's going on there and then what they can do as far as local support's concerned. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate that.
Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Now let's first off go to West, where Bill Oliver is reporting live following the explosion from last night. Bill?
Kat, let's begin with a recap of the timeline. Firefighters from West responding about 7:30 last night to a fire at the fertilizer plant. About 25 minutes later was the explosion. According to KRLD Radio in Dallas, six firefighters have died. So have two EMTs and one resident of a nearby apartment complex, according to Waco Police Sergeant Patrick Swanton. There are still several others that are unaccounted for, including firefighters and at least one law enforcement officer. At least 160 people have been injured, and they are at one of three different hospitals in Waco. As far as the continuing investigation, here's Sergeant Swanton.
We know right now that our McLennan County Sheriff's Department is on the scene, actively working this case along with ATF, who has been called in, as well as several of the other local government agencies to assist. I will tell you at the beginning that this is a crime scene. We are not indicating that it is a crime, but we don't know. What that means to us is that until we know that it was an industrial accident, we will work it as a crime scene.
50 to 75 homes damaged or destroyed, along with an apartment complex of 50 units, also a nursing home that had 133 residents. And what we have been told is that no one in the nursing home died from the explosion. And again, according to the report out of Dallas, one resident at apartment complex lost their life. Right now, it is a search and rescue mode for the responders as they go building by building or home by home and business by business to continue the task of trying to account for everybody following last night's explosion again at the fertilizer plant in West. This is Bill Oliver. Now back to Kat.
Thank you, Bill.
6:43, talk politics in a minute. Right now, let's go to Waco. State Representative Kyle Cassell with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Scott.
You've been over in that area for about how long this morning?
We arrived about 11:30 last night on scene to the city of West, and we're able to get to the community center right off the bat and visit with some friends and some first responders. And I can tell you the outcry from the surrounding areas and communities was truly incredible.
Well, you're in Waco right now. As we were just talking about, the storm is kind of passing through, and your plan is to head back over to the city?
Right. We were originally planning to be there at 6 a.m. to meet with the mayor and the other folks in charge of the situation. And due to this storm, we're going to hold tight and then move in. I think the command center has now moved to the St. Mary's Catholic Church, so we'll head there within the next 30-40 minutes.
Certainly. Well, and again, a small community, tight-knit. This situation happened. One of the things we were talking about is the at least cities around are up and running, as opposed to a tornado or something that would be a widespread situation. The help can come in from surrounding areas quickly, and that has to be a plus.
Absolutely. I'll say this. My family and my whole crew, our prayers and thoughts are with all our friends and family up there, due to this long cycle. We've gotten to be very good friends with a lot of folks up in the West, and a lot of these folks, I was just watching the news and they're showing the footprint of the city and wondering why everything's so close. I mean, it is a true agricultural farming community. They farm right up to the edge of the town. So, they've been very hesitant to build out into the fertile farmland. So everything's tight knit. And the mayor, Mushka, and I have developed a relationship just, a few weeks ago. We had almost entire city council up for West Day at the Capitol, which is just one of the truly most amazing days. Mm-hmm. Everybody looks forward to such an incredible group of people. And like I said, my thoughts and prayers are with them, and anything we can do to help the mayor and the city of West today.
Certainly. Well, travel safely. The number if you need to call in and share some more information with us. We'd love for you to do that, okay?
And as soon as I get there and get briefed, I will keep you in the loop, Scott. Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye. That's State Representative Kyle Cassell, who is in Waco preparing to head up to West. 6:43, talk politics in a minute. Right now, let's go to Waco. State Representative Kyle Cassell with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Scott.
You've been over in that area for about how long this morning?
We arrived about 11:30 last night on scene to the city of West, and we're able to get to the community center right off the bat and visit with some friends and some first responders. And I can tell you the outcry from the surrounding areas and communities was truly incredible.
Well, you're in Waco right now. We were just talking about the storm is kind of passing through, and your plan is to head back over to the city?
Right. We were originally planning to be there at 6 a.m. to meet with the mayor and the other folks. In charge of the situation, and due to this storm, we're going to hold tight and then move in. I think the command center has now moved to the St. Mary's Catholic Church, so we'll head there within the next 30, 40 minutes.
Certainly. Well, and again, a small community, tight-knit. This situation happened. One of the things we were talking about is at least cities around are up and running, as opposed to a tornado or something that would be a widespread situation. The help can come in from surrounding areas quickly, and that has to be a plus.
Absolutely. I'll say this. My family and my whole crew, our prayers and thoughts are with all our friends and family up there. Due to this long cycle, we've gotten to be very good friends with a lot of folks up in the West, and a lot of these folks, I was just watching the news and they're showing the footprint of the city and wondering why everything's so close. I mean, it is a true agricultural farming community. They farm right up to the edge of the town. So, they've been very hesitant to build out into the fertile farmland. So everything's tight knit. And the mayor, Mushka, and I have developed a relationship just, a few weeks ago. We had the almost entire city council up for West Day at the Capitol, which is just one of the truly most amazing days. Mm-hmm. Everybody looks forward to such an incredible group of people. And like I said, my thoughts and prayers are with them, and anything we can do to help the mayor and the city of West today.
Certainly. Well, travel safely. The number if you need to call in and share some more information with us. We'd love for you to do that, okay?
And as soon as I get there and get briefed, I will keep you in the loop, Scott.
Right. Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye. That's State Representative Kyle Cassell, who is in Waco preparing to head up to West.
Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. First, let's go to West, where Bill Oliver is live on location. Bill?
And, Kat, the search and rescue continues by authorities following last night's fertilizer plant explosion. That search and rescue process has been dampened literally by an hour's worth of rain, various intensities, and winds now strong out of the north, though stronger maybe about half an hour ago, where you could see vehicles being shook around pretty good here in this parking lot at the West Livestock Auction, where the media is camping out from literally worldwide because of this disaster that took place last night. Firefighters responding to a report of the fire last night about 7:30. About 25 minutes later is when the explosion occurred. The latest media update coming from Patrick Swanton, who is an officer with the Waco Police Department, talking about how they are working the scene around the blast site as a crime scene, though there's no reason to believe any crimes took place.
ATF is conducting the main investigation at that crime scene, which is the fertilizer plant. McLennan County Sheriff's Department will be investigating any of the death that resulted from that explosion that occurred earlier this evening. There will be investigations by McLennan County SO into some deaths. That being said, I don't have a hardcore number yet. I can tell you and confirm that we are still missing several firefighters that were on the scene fighting the fire. The explosion occurred while they were actively trying to put that fire out.
And according to a Dallas radio station, KRLD, six firefighters lost their lives, along with two EMTs and one resident of a nearby apartment complex. According to Sergeant Swanton, it's a range of 5 to 15 fatalities, more than 160 injured and taken to three hospitals in Waco. Among the destruction, 50 to 75 homes, a 50-unit apartment complex, and a nursing home accommodating 133, and those that resided at the nursing home all are accounted for and all are alive, various stages of injury. However, again, ATF, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, federal agency, is the lead agency involved in what's taking place now in West. Again, reporting live, this is Bill Oliver. Now back to Kat.
Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. First, let's go to West, where Bill Oliver is reporting live following the explosion. Bill?
And Kat, what was a tragic situation, what is a tragic situation, it's just been made more miserable in the last 90 minutes. It's just been solid rain since 6 o'clock this morning. The temperature has dropped more than 20 degrees. We're now near 50 as the search and rescue operation continues, looking for those who may be trapped, looking for possibly others who have died in this fertilizer plant fire and then explosion. The explosion, according to authorities who had the seismic activity, this was in Amarillo where the seismic activity measured the explosion that far up in the panhandle at 2.5, just to give you an idea of the power of the explosion, the shock waves, the aftermath of what happened last night shortly before 8 o'clock. Sergeant Patrick Swanton giving a description, the sergeant with the Waco Police Department providing information to reporters earlier this morning.
I will tell you that that area down where the fertilizer plant is shut down. That neighborhood is shut down. I just talked to the McLennan County Chief Deputy who has his group there. He told me some of the devastation that his troops are seeing is that there are homes leveled. There are businesses leveled. He says it looks like when the blast occurred that the concussion and the pressure impact, if that's a correct wording, literally destroyed homes in and around that plant.
50 to 75 homes in some status of destruction or damage, along with the 50-unit apartment complex and a nursing home, which capacity of that was 133, those staying at the nursing home. Nobody died. There are various degrees of injury, though, among the 160 that are hospitalized at three hospitals in Waco. According to Sergeant Swanton, 5 to 15 people have died. There is one report out of Dallas reporting six firefighters have died, along with two EMTs and a resident of that nearby apartment complex. Also, Sergeant Swanton saying that several firefighters and at least one law enforcement officer remained missing, again, as the search and rescue operation continues, and again, that being bogged down by the rain and now the colder temperatures. Reporting live, this is Bill Oliver. Now back to Kat.
7:42. Bill Flores joins us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Scott.
Your thoughts on what's transpired there in West since last night and today?
Well, let me start by saying that the tragedy of, or the terrorist attack in Boston earlier this week and the tragedy in West last night remind us of how frail human life is. So we as Americans need to pray for our country during these difficult times and for these communities.
I'm guessing that your staff has been in touch with folks there?
We have, actually, right after I got the call about 9:15 Eastern time, which was 8:15 Central time, I immediately reached out to the county judge, Scott Felton, also to the county judge, Parnell McNamara, and told him that we stood ready to do whatever we needed to do to help. Subsequent to that, we reached out and alerted the FEMA folks that they may get a call from the governor. Then we coordinate with the governor and also with Senator Cornyn's office and Senator Cruz's office. So we're ready to go if we get a call from the governor's office that that we need federal help. Also, Speaker Boehner's office reached out to me last night and said that they stood by to be able to help if we need anything as well.
All right, so everything seems to be in place if there happens to be a call that comes out of it.
That's correct. At this point in time, our first responders are doing a heck of a job, and it's really amazing to see how all the local communities and other agencies around the state of Texas jumped in to help out with this tragedy. And now if they need help, FEMA help, then we're standing by to do that as well.
Well, again, frailty of life, as you say, can change just in a flash.
That's correct.
All right. Thank you so much for the time this morning, Bill.
Good talking to you, and let me know if we can be helpful again.
All right. Thank you.
Ask our listeners to watch our social media. We're getting requests for help and offers to provide assistance, and so we're using our social media kind of as a clearinghouse for that.
All right. We'll look for that. Thank you a lot.
Talk to you soon.
Yep, thanks. All right. There we go. Bill Flores from D.C. about that.
Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. First, let's go to Bill Oliver, who is live in West following the explosion. Bill?
And Kat, with the daylight and the rain after about 2 hours of steady to heavy rain activity, it's starting to let up a little bit. The winds are dying down some, and I give a weather update because that's what the search and rescue crew has been having to deal with for the last couple of hours. Now it's just pretty much colder temperatures. Was in the mid-70s. Now it's around 50. Still going building to building, home to home, business to business, according to Sergeant Patrick Swanton of the Waco Police Department, who served as the spokesman for authorities here in the city of West following the explosion last night, shortly before 8 o'clock. That was about 25 minutes after firefighters responded to a fire at the fertilizer plant in West. And some of the observations from Sergeant Swanton.
I know that the area is going to be shut down. They will not give me a time on how long. I don't expect them to be able to give you a time on how long anytime soon. In these type of investigations, there is no hurry, short of getting the injured out and treating the wounded, to complete anything. They will take the necessary time they need. They will keep that neighborhood shut down. I will tell you, as media, I know you're itching to get there, but it is not a good idea. Mainly for your safety, we're asking that you stay put. At some point this morning, I will kick it over to somebody from West. It's been my understanding that either the mayor will come back or a city official at some point will be here to address you.
And that moment has yet to arrive. The comments you just heard from Sergeant Swanton taking place a little after 4:30 this morning, and there's not been an update since then. What is known so far, 5 to 15 people known dead. Still several firefighters and at least one law enforcement officer unaccounted for. And those are among the people who responded to the initial fire call about 7:30 last night and were caught in that explosion. 50 to 75 homes gone or close to being gone, along with a 50-unit apartment complex. A nursing home with 133 residents. All of them are accounted for and all are alive. And again, somewhere between 5 and 15 deaths that are known at this time. As more information is available, we'll share it with you here from West. In fact, you heard the cattle in the background, perhaps, there a moment ago. We are parked here at the West Auction Company. At least a dozen satellite trucks here, along with the rest of the brothers and sisters in the media that is worldwide in nature. Kat, back to you.
Thank you, Bill. And Bill will continue to give us updates. We're also updating our website. I've just posted to WTAW.com the information for anyone who's interested in donating blood. The blood that we donate today will not go to West, but it will replenish all of the blood from BCS that we shipped out last night for the emergency. So they do need blood, and you can find that information at WTAW.com.
Let's go to the phones. Mike Sutherland with us this morning. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hello. How are you, Scott?
Good. I reached out to you because I know that you are very active in the Red Cross, and of the things I think we can be assured is Red Cross always needs blood, and whenever anything like this happens up in West, that situation obviously can get accelerated.
Yes, that's correct. And there's I just talked to our person on the ground up there. There's lots of support going in there right now, but, you know, always blood, and then any kind of financial contributions that people would like to consider, that's good too. The website is redcross.org, and the direct number to the Heart of Texas Red Cross chapter up in Waco is 254-523-4985. And they'll be opening shelters later on. I'm on standby right now myself to go up to a shelter. I'm not sure where, but I'm waiting on a call, so... But there's lots of people helping right now.
Do we know if there's any word that there will be collection here in Bryan College Station to specifically be earmarked for there?
Well, they don't normally do that, but if whoever wants to donate to that cause directly, then when they send their contribution in, they can say that, and it'll be used for just that.
Okay, and where can they contribute blood today in Bryan and College Station?
I don't know if anything's set up in Red... I don't know right now, Scott. I'm
okay.
Not sure. But any hospital that, you know, they can call the hospitals. And because as in the marathon, the blood is has a timed life, so people need to be timed on how they go in to donate the blood so that it doesn't go stale or whatever they call it.
Sure, certainly understand that. Well, if you'll keep us in the loop with that information, and thanks for getting back in touch with us.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's Mike Sutherland letting us know what they're doing in Red Cross. He gave you the contact numbers, and we'll put those up on our website in just a few minutes.
Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. We've been getting updates from Bill Oliver live in West all morning, but right now he's actually in a press conference, so I'm just going to go over some of the information that he shared with us earlier. A fire at a fertilizer plant last night in West, north of Waco, led to an explosion. Here's some sound from DPS Trooper D.L. Wilson talking about firefighters who were kept away following the blast.
The wind blowing, changing area, the anhydrous is still smoking, and there's a little small flames. And they don't want to get the firefighters hurt or injured inside the blast area.
The fire caused an explosion. The mayor of West said 6 or 7 firefighters were in the plant at the time and are still unaccounted for. Bill Oliver informed us earlier that it's rained about an hour this morning, which is causing some trouble as responders still try to find people who might be too injured to escape from their homes. The seismic activity registered in Amarillo on a 2.5 earthquake. A fire at 50 to 75 homes were damaged or destroyed, plus an apartment with 50 units and a nursing home with 133 beds. But Bill tells us that none of the people in the nursing home were killed. There are more than 160 injuries, and the possible death toll is between 5 and 15. According to KRLD of Dallas, casualties include 6 firefighters, 2 EMTs, and 1 apartment resident. And we are updating our website as we receive more information. You can find that at WTAW.com.
848 News Talk 1620, WTAW, and... Let's go up to West, where Bill Oliver is, and they've just completed a news briefing to bring you up to speed a little bit. What do you have for us, Bill?
Not much in the way of new information other than a couple of nuggets. One, some good news. There was references made in all the newscasts today about among those unaccounted for was a law enforcement officer, and that law enforcement officer was found in a hospital. Don't know the identity of the person. The report is that we don't know the gender. This person has pretty serious injuries. And this is a law officer who also is a volunteer firefighter. So this is one of several people that were at the fertilizer plant when the fire occurred about 7:30 last night. 25 minutes after that fire call was made was when the explosion took place, and there are still several missing firefighters from the explosion. The other thing, which is disappointing to hear, is that there are already reports starting of looting.
What?
Where the that contributes the plans by the authorities still in the blast zone, that the looting is enough of a significant concern that they will also be keeping residents out unless you're in public safety in one way or another. And there are supposed to be somewhere between 300 and 400 law enforcement people in the blast zone doing one thing or another. It's going to be very difficult to gain access to that area. The looting is considered to be a small amount, but still something that has caught the attention of those still involved in the search and rescue, which has been a phrase that's been used ever since the initial response last night. Still a search and rescue, and the emphasis being given that it's going to take as long as it's going to take to inspect all the structures that were demolished, damaged, to look for people who may still be alive but trapped, as well as to find victims. So far, no change in the estimated number of people who have died, which is between 5 and 15. No change in the number of those injured, which is more than 160 who are hospitalized in Waco. Still to come a little bit later in the morning, we're supposed to be hearing from officials with the city of West. The spokesman who's been addressing the media overnight into this morning is Sergeant Patrick Swanton of Waco. And when asked about what can those on the outside do to help out, the sergeant made a reference to how self-sustaining is the community of West, and they are rallying around on their own, and also many offers of assistance, many offers of additional manpower. Right now, according to Sergeant Swanton, as far as the tangible needs, all those things are being taken care of at the present time. But obviously there are efforts still going on, not only within the West, but statewide, and in some cases even worldwide, to make some sort of contribution to the aftermath of this explosion that took place last night. So it's again pretty much status quo. Gave you a lot of information. If you've been listening all morning, nothing terribly new again, except for the discovery that one of the public safety people that was initially unaccounted for is hospitalized and has been accounted for, and the other thing being the looting situation, and it's one of those things where there's no idea how long it's going to take until the damage zone, or the blast zone, however you want to call it, is going to be opened, much less to residents, to anybody else for that matter. And it should go without saying, but still being discouraged for civilian, for outsiders, for sightseers to come to town. Again, 300 to 400 law enforcement people are hoping to make sure that nothing gets in the way of the search and rescue operation, and then the investigation that's getting started with the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms people. State Fire Marshal's office is assisting ATF, and then the McLennan County Sheriff's Office is dealing with the victims that they find and dealing with those death investigations. So that's pretty much a wrap on what we know so far as we approach 9 o'clock, or what's been 13 hours since the explosion last night.
Okay, very good. Bill Oliver, news director on the scene. Thank you, Bill. Great job, as always. And any updates that
absolutely
we have, we'll have them on our website for you. About 5 till now.